Track one rope. Hello, mice, and welcome to this another podcast on BGZ. I'm here with a guest, Raymond Lombardi.
Hello.
And we are going to show you a game, a brand new space game. You may be asking what it's called. It's called Prometheus. Now, the goal of Prometheus is to raise your status and have fun while doing it. And we're going to show you exactly how you do that. Now, will I get VipMud? Because I have to do that. Raymond is going to explain to you.
Now, mind you, I am getting off at 11 p.m. tonight.
No worries.
Okay.
Raymond is going to explain to y'all a little bit about promo and how it's, I guess, designed.
Well, it's not so much designed like Mariani, but it sort of is, but it isn't, if you know what I'm trying to say. But you just have different commands. And instead of FTL, like in Mariani, you have Hyper, H-Y-P-E-R, space, and then your sector number. It doesn't have all those 100 or so sectors like Mariani does. And in the rules, when you're talking, you can say the word host.
Yeah.
They don't get mad about that.
In fact, they respect it because the hosts are so interactive with the players. They'll seriously run events for the players, and they'll have a fun time doing it because they interact with them. And in fact, the enemy is more, how do I put this?
Robotic like.
Yeah. Like, there will seriously be invasions and sectors daily. And keep in mind, their weapons are superior to Mariani. You do not just have lasers and cannons. Sure, you have that, but then you have the real fun stuff.
Missiles.
LOL.
And in the Relic Hunters, which is what we are going to be demonstrating tomorrow at 9 or 10 a.m. Eastern Time and 9 a.m. Central Time, we are going to be demonstrating in our podcast the relic hunting. And the cool thing about the relic hunting is this right here. You have a mess hall built in to your ship.
Yep. So that basically makes it, because you gotta keep in mind, relics are far out. You're not gonna find them in a few minutes. It sometimes takes days to find them.
But you can land on an asteroid. You can
replace parts if they get damaged. You can do a lot of stuff.
And another thing, too, if you look at topmudsites.com, Mariani doesn't have as very many votes as Prometheus does.
And for a very good reason.
Because for one thing, the hosts really don't follow their own rules in Mariani.
Nope.
And I have actually been banned from that game, but that's neither here nor there.
So have I. And I guess it's trying to get the party started by getting VipMud, a client that is used to play the game.
Start menu, search box, edit, search.
So I just went to my start menu. I'll go to my web browser of choice.
M-O, items, new list, programs, grouping, expanded, Mozilla
Firefox. Mozilla Firefox.
Task unknown.
Hit
Mozilla
enter.
Firefox.
And type in
G expanded, M.
M-A.
A.
Games.
comma, comma, M, E, S. Collapse. DMA Games Google search visit. Link search. Mainland map. List with two items. Welcome to DMA Games. Visited. Welcome to...
Now, you're welcome to browse the whole site at your leisure. But I'm just gonna download it directly.
Elements list dialog. Tree UP. Downloads 7 of 21 level 0. Welcome to DMA Games.
And you can, if you want to go ahead and do the order, you can actually do it from the ordering wizard once you get the game installed.
Yes. Yes, you can. I will be ordering the game, but I will not be ordering it on the podcast.
Right, and another thing... We will be demonstrating the game in the next recording of the podcast. So if you will, like, Tyson, if you will, like, save the file for, like, when I get off tonight.
Yeah, I'm going
and then we'll get back to it tomorrow. And then we will get everything rolling.
Exactly. This is the installing of the VIP mod and how to basically get the raw game up and running. We're not even talking about sounds yet. Yeah, there's sounds to this game, of course. Because what's a good mod without sounds? Well...
Exactly. And the sounds are a lot cooler than Mariani ever will be.
Save file button.
And everything is a lot cooler in Prometheus than it ever will be in Mariani. Which, I'm proud to say now that I look at it, I'm glad I'm not in that game anymore.
Me too. So, I'm gonna save the file.
DMA Games.
And it's just saving.
Library list for that. Bitmap 111.
There we go. It is saved. I'm gonna hit enter.
Setup dialog. This will install. No, yes, button alt plus Y.
We know it's gonna install.
Last setup bitmap dialog page. Next button alt plus N.
And I will be getting a copy of this podcast, right?
Yep. And you're welcome to read the license agreement at your own perusal.
And if anybody wants to contact me, they can contact me at ray214@gmail.com or Skype RAYMAN855.
And if you want to contact me, it is TYSONSYLVESTER123@gmail.com or TysonSylvester1 on Skype. So, we listened, sort of, to the license agreement. Please read that. I do not want you getting in trouble. I'm not held responsible for you not reading it.
Next edit. Selected C. Program file next edit.
We know that it's going to install in C program file.
Just leave it in the default folder.
Leave it as it is.
Edit. Selected VipMud.
VipMud. Leave that too.
Create a desktop icon checkbox. Checked alt plus D.
Now, I don't need the desktop icon because...
Case not checked.
Well, I could just use the search bar.
Install button alt plus I. Next, cancel button. So, setup bitmap dialog. Launch bitmap checkbox not checked.
Let's launch it.
Case checked. Finish button alt plus F. S product security dialog bitmap is up.
Now, we're up product security. Now, this is where you could order if you so desire.
Game ordering wizard.
But
enter registration.
I'm not gonna do that right now.
Please select your default screen reader or select MS Message for Messenger. You do not have one. Okay, from the file screen. Please select your default screen reader or select MS Message or speech. If you do not have one, repeat message. Okay, repeat message. Okay, no speech options. No speech. No speech.
I'm gonna hit no speech for now because I'm just using NVDA.
The bitmap dialog. Welcome to the 30-day full trial. Once the 30-day trial has expired, you.
It's talking about the 30-day free trial. But I will be buying it, as I said. So.
Bitmap character list Brent Valhalla.
We start off with a screen that has your character list. Now, what that is that's mods that you can connect to. So let's add Prometheus. you tab to the add button.
Connect with off and controller button. Add character edit. Selected unnamed.
Now, for now, I'm going to type in promo, even though I will have to change that later.
O-O-B-R-O-M-O.
To
Prometheus-Enterprises.com is the host.
Yep.
Edit list. Edit
and line. Port is 2223.
Yep. How do you spell Prometheus again?
P-R-O.
P-R-O.
Yep.
M-E-T-H.
M-E-U-S.
R-E-T-H-U-S. Dash. E-N-T-E-R.
P-R-I-S-E-S.
B. 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 Left bracket. Left bracket. R-I-S-E-S. Dot. C-O-M. Prometheus Enterprises.com.
I believe I am
Prometheus. P-R-O-M-E-T-H-U-S. Dash.
I might have spelled Prometheus wrong. We'll see. Right when we go and try to connect. So.
2223. Edit blank. Edit. Edit. Auto login check off. Edit. Edit. Blank. Edit blank.
Now.
Edit. Selected 2200. Select.
It is essential.
Edit. Selected.
Right now, I have it.
Edit blank.
The second field blank, but the first field would be the sound pack name. Second field. Mud name, third name, or third field, port.
Context, undo, cut, copy, paste, key. Add character, edit, Prometheus enter, edit, blank. 2223, Q, Q.
Oops.
Q, Q. Edit, edit, auto, key, simple, okay, mud, mud, character, list, list, promo, Prometheus Enterprises.com. Memo dialog, VIP mud dialog.
Yep, I VIP did mud, it incorrectly. I'm just gonna go to audiogames.net just to copy and paste real fast. So I'll be right back.
Library icon, PMA games, down the opacity icon for opacity panel, track left, track, record drop.
Welcome to another, second part of the podcast, where we get to show you
control,
the,
play three.
Actual game. I'll do a recap. We did an introduction in the last part, so let's get down to business. I'm logged in. So let's go. You can hear traffic, because we're currently at Malaysia, so if I enter a ship, this sound is gonna change dramatically. So.
And when I exit a ship, you'll hear this.
Yes, you will.
You chitter into your translator. Your translator announces in a synthesized voice.
Yes, you heard it right. You chitter into your translator. Hence, I'm a Pyrian. Which I love.
Bottom blank, blank.
And
oh, vertical scroll bar 1 edit blank.
I didn't adjust my speed rate. So it's probably going
NVDA menu.
A million general miles. Free guys.
Voice settings dialog. Voice comparing rate. Slider rate off plus off. 7650.
And when you hold somebody, you will hear.
Upon request, you begin following Raymond Lombardi. Raymond Lombardi indicates to that black designation that he wishes for him to follow
that.
Him, which he promptly does.
So do you think we should just describe, you know, what we're...
Yeah, we're gonna go relic hunting now. This process could take days to do.
And we're not going to do a very long podcast for the interest of saving time.
Exactly.
We're going to, you know, maybe do this for what, like 4 or 5 minutes?
Yeah.
And then we will stop the recording because we don't want the podcast to be very long. Nor do we want people to be bored. So, we are going to enter my ship.
Begin entering sequence.
Beginning entering sequence.
Raymond Lamar places his hand against a sensor on the 3 mile of relic hunter and K. Roman to hunt them and enters the vessel. You follow Raymond Lamar. Hunt them lock starship power.
Okay.
On the of the starship.
So now we are now going to launch the ship. You type the word launch. Press enter.
Some buttons on the movement console calculating launch trajectory. Raymond Lamar says, hunt them requesting launch clearance into a small microphone mounted on the console. Hunt them clear the launch.
Okay. Now we are going to tie it. N is in new, A is in alpha, V is in Victor, I is in indigo, and then the number 8, and then press enter. Or hold on. Type orbit first to move to leave the current orbit of the planet that you are in.
Because if you do not, you can't do anything.
You can't do anything. So now type NAVI space in the number 8, press enter. And do you think we should talk to them a little bit about the shields and the cloak? The shield feature and the cloak feature are basically used to keep yourself shielded and cloaked, so this way enemies cannot see you. Because you will have enemies out there.
Yes.
So we're going to type shield, type in number 1, and then type 5,000.
Activating shield.
And then we're going to type LBF, and then hit enter to roll the backfire plates. Basically, the backfire plates do is they also keep you from getting hit.
Yep.
And type in the word cloak, press enter, type in the number 1, and press enter. So now, we are good to go. We are now currently moving. If I turn off the silent mode, you will hear a lot of engine noise. Which that does get very, very annoying. That's why I keep it off on mine. If we type the word silent again, we're going to hear silent mode is now active.
Yep.
But...
And to check how far you are of this sector,
you type
a very
L-Y.
Handy command to do is L-Y.
Edit. Edit.
And it will give you something like this.
L-U-U-U-U-Y. Backslash line. You input some commands on the navigation console. 5.0 light years away from sector 1.
So we are 5.0 sectors away from Sector 1.
Light years.
Yeah. So.
And if we type, and if one of us types, for example, you can have chairs in this ship. You can have just about anything you want. I, in this particular ship that I'm using, happen to have a stone fireplace in my crew area, a couple of beds, a toilet, a sink.
Oh, wow. You got it really decked out.
Mm-hmm. So right now, what we're doing now is we are currently looking for artifacts and relics. We are currently moving through the air. But this game is totally free.
Yep.
If you would like to donate to them, you may. To help keep their server running. But you know, one thing that they do not allow is for people to have multiple accounts.
No, they do
not allow. That's one thing that you will get banned for.
And if you think that you could get around with a simple IP address... you're sadly mistaken.
Because I... even if you try to do it with a proxy.
Exactly.
Which I've never tried.
Don't. So, let's take a look at my description.
You.
Which you type by pressing... I.
I. You are wearing a black pilot cap with a medium-sized...
That's inventory.
On the brim of your head, the top. You are wearing a comfortable black cotton t-shirt with mice of you have been top lasers. Printed
and if you want to look at your description, you type the word info.
Yep. Which will give you the info of your character, but mine's going to rattle on, so... Let me look at myself, so... L space, and then my name, so...
J-A-C-K... Well, Jack, you look at yourself. Jack Black designation awake cloaked Samson is 19 years old and stands 2.0 meters tall. He is slender with a well-muscled chest, narrow shoulders, well-toned abs, and well-toned hips. He has long black hair, he has scarred skin, he has small eyebrows above small blue eyes, and a small nose above small lips, which part occasionally to reveal white, straight teeth. He has short, slender fingers with short, skin nails. He has short, slender arms, and
And if you want to communicate with somebody privately, this is the sound that you will get. You type TR space, the person's name. Now, if there's more than one match to that argument in your communication links, you would select the specific number. Like in my case, I have option 2 for the person that I'm playing with, and you will hear this sound.
Raymond Lombardi speaks into his communicator. Raymond Lombardi, this is a test.
And I could type in reply.
R-E. Left bracket, E. L. Y case. W-O-R-K-D. With that worked, Raymond Lombardi, it worked.
See? So, you think this should give you guys a... You think this should give them a general idea?
Oh, for sure.
Okay, this is basic. So, you now get the idea. If you have any questions, feel free to email me at ray214@gmail.com or... Skype me at RAYMAN855.
Yep, and I gave my info in the last recording, so have fun, fellers.
Go with Wayne, Michael, go with Wayne.